Coming up on episode number 599, it's the first of two cover stories this week, this one focusing on the music of Stephen Dimitri Georgiou, also known as Yusuf Islam, but best known as Cat Stevens, who was born July 21st, 1948. We'll listen to some great covers of his music, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is August 5th, 2009. My name is Brian Ebbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, focusing on the music of Cat Stevens, who has just had such a string of amazing hits and great songs, great albums. Of course, he's fallen into a little bit of controversy in the last several years, since 1978, when he changed his name to Yusuf Islam and converted to the Muslim faith. You know, most notably of which, 2004, he was flying back to Washington, from London to Washington, with Dolly Parton, who he was meeting with. She had recorded a cover, of course, and you've heard it on this show, a cover of Peace Train several years earlier, and they were working on another Cat Stevens song for an upcoming album. He was just flagged by the computer-assisted passenger pre-screening system for just for his name, basically, being on a no-fly list. And basically, you know, held him against his will and kept him from flying just because there were, quote, concerns of ties he may have to potential terrorist-related activities, which is silly. I think it one of those odd issues there where the paranoia after September 11th seemed to reach a very public high. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the politics of things. We're going to talk about the music, and what better way to start off the show with a cover of probably his most well-known song, Wild World. Had a bunch of different versions of this that I could parse through, that I could pick from, and probably my favorite, one of my favorites, is a reggae version from the late 80s by Jimmy Cliff. At least it was re-released on Reggae Spectacular in the late 80s, and I know it had to have come out a lot earlier than that. Here's Jimmy Cliff with his cover of Wild World. Thank you.
Peace train. shadow, leaping and hopping on the moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. If I ever lose my house, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hat, oh, we. Oh, if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever. Oh,
a band combining members from the Philippines, South Korea, and Germany. That is Moonshadow, performed by Duke's Band NYC from a 2009 compilation called Songs from Our Past, Volume 1. That's a cover of Moonshadow. Another song that I've just got a bunch of covers of, and for the most part, with the exception of this version right here, all of them are in a major key. They're all very positive, at least not darker and not as, as dark as that version right there, with everything kind of in a minor key. So it's kind of cool to hear that version right there, which is so different from the original and so different from a lot of the other covers. However, I am planning on including the Mandy Moore version, which I really, really like, also in the bonus tracks episode. So make sure you, if you're not a subscriber to bonus tracks, make sure you check that out as well if you want to hear another take on Moonshadow. Before that, the clean, smooth, beautiful voice of Miss Jan Arden. A great rendition there of Peace Train. I've played the Dolly Parton version on the show before and like that version as well, but I really do like this version too, the Jan Arden version. And then we start off the set with Wild World. Now, this is interesting. This was a recording by Jimmy Cliff, and I told you that it was a lot earlier in the 1988. As a matter of fact, it came out in 1970, just a few months before Cat Stevens released his own version on Tea for the Tillerman in late 1970. This version rocketed up to number 2 in the UK. However, the Cat Stevens version was much more popular out here in the US and completely overshadowed the Jimmy Cliff version as well. So there's one of those questions of, you know, does somebody releasing it first make the songwriter's version a cover? Well, we'll talk about that just a little bit later on in the program. But that was Wild World by Jimmy Cliff. You can find that on a 1988 album called Reggae Spectacular. And it so is. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine. Audio Engine, the makers of great speakers, but not just great speakers, but also great audio utilities, great audio tools. And I had the pleasure of using two of these things in tandem this last weekend for the birthday party that Tina threw for me for my 40th. I was able to use the Audio Engine W1, which is a wireless audio adapter, plugs into your laptop and then into the USB. The other end plugs into a wall and offers a 1/8 inch stereo jack out, so that can go into a stereo system or in this case into a pair of Audio Engine speakers. I actually was using these two together to have music going from my laptop into a different room with the Audio Engine speakers, and then using the AirTunes feature of the Airport Express to have music outside as well. So had no matter where you were in the house or outside the house, you're always hearing the same music, and there was no weirdness if you were in the hallway between two of these rooms and you're hearing one set of songs coming from one and another set of songs coming from the other. Complete and total parody, and you get that with the Audio Engine W1 premium wireless audio adapter. What else was cool about this is the fact that there's no latency. This thing is sending a signal over Bluetooth, but there's no delay. So yeah, when you were going from inside the house to outside the house, you weren't hearing a little shift in delay of the beat of the music that you were listening to. It was all perfectly fluid and blended perfectly together. And not just with music, but let's say you're watching a movie. Let's say you got a projector hooked up to your laptop and you're watching a movie on the wall or outside or wherever, you want the sound to match up. You want the voices to match up. And that's what's really cool about the Audio Engine W1 is that there's no latency. Everything syncs up just perfectly. That is the premium wireless audio adapter, the Audio Engine W1, made by Audio Engine. They also have an Audio Engine W2 that plugs right into the bottom of your iPod Touch, your iPhone, etc. But I'll let you check all that great stuff out at the website, which is audioengineusa.com. Also, when you're ready to make that purchase, whether it's on speakers, whether it's on one of these wireless devices, you can get 10% off just by being a Coverville listener if you use the coupon code COVER10, COVERTEN. And I'll save you 10% off your purchase at audioengineusa.com. All right, so we talked a little bit about Wild World and how Jimmy Cliff released his version just a few months earlier than Cat Stevens' version. Here's another one, and this one is an even bigger gap. This one, I believe, was actually a couple of years. The original version of The First Cut is the Deepest. Now, this is a song that was written by Cat Stevens and also made popular by Rod Stewart, who Tina and I got to see in concert last week, as well as Sheryl Crow. Well, before Cat Stevens released his version, he had recorded a demo of it, and that demo fell into the hands of singer P.P. Arnold, who released a version in 1967, like I said, just a few months before Cat Stevens' version. We're going to hear what I think is the original version here by P.P. Arnold right now. Here's P.P. Arnold with The First Cut is the Deepest.
Alone from wall to wall, She's lost in the hall, she can't hear me. Cause you know she likes to be near me. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. She sits in a corner by the door. There must be more I can tell her. If she really wants me to help her, I'll do what I can to show her the way. And maybe one day I will free her. Though I know no one can see her. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa.
Trouble, oh, trouble set me free. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away, and there's nothing much left of me. So won't you be fair? I don't want no more of you. So won't you be kind to me? Just let me go where I have to go there. Trouble, oh trouble, move. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me today. Trouble, oh trouble, can't you see? You have made me a wreck, now won't you leave me in my misery? Hanging on me. I'm torn, shattered and tossed and worn. Too shocking to see. Too shocking to see. Trouble, oh trouble, move from me. I have paid my debt, won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, oh trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
Thank you. It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got. For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain when I do, it turns away again? It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was all that to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know. Like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
And all the times that I'm crying,
is UK and Irish singer Ronan Keating, who is a member of a big UK boy band out there called Boyzone, doing a cover of Father and Son, featuring Yusuf Islam there on vocals. Now, the song, of course, is a duet, a father and son trying to agree to disagree on you know, how to how the son wants to go on with his life. And the father vocals there, the duet part there, is sung by Yusuf Islam, much like he did in the original version, where he basically just sang the younger parts in kind of a higher voice and the father parts in a lower voice. Ronan Keating also part of a big feud with Radiohead singer Tom York, didn't like some of the things that Tom York had said about Boyzone and about Ronan Keating. Very interesting track there. And you'll find that one on the 2004 release by Ronan Keating called 10 Years of Hits. Not someone who's made much of a splash out here in the U.S. as of yet, but maybe eventually we'll start hearing some Ronan Keating music out here. Before that, Trouble, performed by Kristen Hirsch from the soundtrack to the TV show Everwood, which also came out in 2004. Kristen Hirsch, better known for her work with Throwing Muses, as well as more recently with a hardcore punk group called 50 Foot Wave. That was a cover of Trouble. Before that, a band very prominent in the 80s for songs like Always Something There to Remind Me and Promises, Promises. In 2007, they came out with a cover album called Fumbling with the Covers. That is Naked Eyes and their cover of Sad Lisa. And then we start off the set with P.P. Arnold and her version, which came out before Cat Stevens' version of The First Cut is the Deepest, which came out on her album P.P. Arnold's Would You Believe in 1967, and of course has been included in all of her greatest hits and anthologies and things like that. She bought that song, believe it or not, for £30 from Cat Stevens to record and turn it into a big hit, and then he took it back for his album Tea for the Tillerman. He took it back for his very first album, his debut album. All right, jumping into the last set of music, a singer that if you're a fan of 80s movies, you'll probably recognize, and you'll certainly hear a lot of that style in this song, Ellen Green, who was more recently on the TV show Pushing Daisies. In the 80s, she starred as Audrey II in the second movie version of Little Shop of Horrors, and probably her big song from that motion picture was Suddenly Seymour. This is her cover of Morning Has Broken, which she recorded for Pushing Daisies. You'll find it on the Pushing Daisies soundtrack. What a great show. Too bad that show is gone. But you are going to hear those elements of Suddenly Seymour abound in this song. You'll absolutely be able to pick them out. Here's Ellen Green with her cover of Morning Has Broken.
Morning has broken like the first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the praise for them springing fresh from the earth. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness with his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning. Praise
I used to trust nobody, trusted even less their words. Until I found somebody, there was no one I preferred. My heart was made of stone, my eyes saw only misty gray. Until you came into my life, girl, I saw everyone that way. The light coming to me, coming through me, giving me a second sight. So shine, 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 shine. Every step would seem the same. This world is not my home, so there was no one much to blame. Look up and see the clouds, look down and see the cold floor. Until you came into my life, girl, I saw nothing, nothing more.
Until I found the one I needed at my side, I think I would have been a sad man all my life. I think I see the light coming to me, coming through me, giving me a second sight.
Family with a cover of I Think I See the Light from their album What If It Works, covering Cat Stevens there. Now, the band is, the Loud Family comes from San Francisco, formed there in 1991 and recorded until 2000, took a break, and then returned to recording in 2006. They got their name from a 1973 reality show, the very first reality show, which followed an American family and was called an American family, followed the family, the Loud Family. And that is where Scott Miller, who's the singer and guitarist for the band, actually got the name The Loud Family. Before that, I Love My Dog. Well, I do. And that's also the name of the song Joe Beth Taylor from the bonus disc of the 102 Dalmatians soundtrack, which came out in 1996. And we start off the set with Morning Has Broken by Ellen Green from the Pushing Daisies original television soundtrack, which came out last year. Now, Cat Stevens didn't write that song. That song was has been a Christian hymn, a favorite Christian hymn, originally written by Eleanor Farjan, and but that arrangement, the musical arrangement there, definitely attributed to Cat Stevens. And with that, we are going to close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading and subscribing. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call my request line, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or join the forums at www.coverville.com. You'll also find the show notes for this show and every other show I've done, as well as a star rating system so you can rate the songs you like, and, well, you can rate the songs you don't like as well. We'll be back tomorrow night with another cover story edition of the show. The big 600th episode. Well, it's not going to be as big as the 500th episode last year about this time, but it's going to be pretty big nonetheless. A band that people have emailed me constantly to do a cover story for. Finally doing it, the Kiss cover story. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss, as well as some other artists who've come and gone in the band. Lots of covers of their music coming up on tomorrow night's show. Not too late to get in some requests if you've got one or two. I've got probably about a dozen to pick from already, and lots of songs to parse through. So stick around for that. That's on tap for tomorrow. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Now fade it out.